This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When the weather's cold, it's sometimes easy to just stay indoors and rely on the TV or other screens for entertainment. But the best thing you can do for your kids is send them outside. 87% of kids spend more time indoors than outdoors, but it's not doing their health any favours, including their mental health. Simon Hutchinson is the founder of Climbing Tree. It's a nature play consultancy based in Adelaide. They build playgrounds that encourage kids to engage with the natural world. G'day, Simon.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, what inspired your love and your passion for nature play?
I think for me it's a long story, but it started obviously with my childhood and growing up in the country. I had one of those amazing childhoods where my mum would just, you know, send me outdoors and trusted that I would, you know, go out and sort myself out. And so my brother and I had free roam of this farm property, and we were making cubbies and doing all sorts of stuff.
Oh, making cubbies. Yeah.
It's good fun. So, and then obviously I moved to the city to do my teaching degree and then started teaching. And what I saw was, you know, you come back from a six-week summer holiday and the kids, you know, you ask the kids what they've been doing, and all they'd been doing is going to the local shopping centre, you know, watching movies, playing games. I'm like, did you guys get outside at all? And so I did a bit of a study one year, and I think it was 2 out of 650 kids in that school actually went camping in a wild space. And that, for me, just blew my mind. So that's how I started, you know, thinking about it. And then I started, you know, morphing my sort of PE role to doing the, you know, traditional things I used to do, like climbing trees and building cubbies and changing that role, and, you know, got a bit of traction that way. So, yeah, it all sparked from there.
So do you reckon kids today are suffering from a deficit of nature play?
I think, you know, it's an interesting term that, you know, Richard Louv coined there, but, you know, it's certainly got some weight behind it that, you know, you hear a lot of these horrible, you know, statistics about, you know, mental health in children under 12, and, you know, and you see the obesity, you know, in kids, and you think there's got to be a lot to it. I mean, there's food is a big thing, but, you know, I certainly feel for myself when I was struggling when I was at uni, and that I would go up to the national park and sit there in nature, and that makes me happy. It gives me balance, and, you know, and I see it with kids too. You know, when I used to teach in the garden, they'd come from inside all day, they'd be all worked up, and then you'd go in the garden and you say, guys, just have 5 minutes just to walk around the garden, and you could see that just that stress just melt off them, you know. So nature has a really strong effect on our mental health, and I think kids really need that time in nature.
Yeah, so what do you reckon are the main benefits of kids spending time in nature?
Well, I think the main one for me is that mental health, you know. I think, like we just touched on there, It really makes kids happy. But it's all those other things, like, you know, the resilience, and for me it's certainly creativity. You know, time in nature is amazing for creativity. And a big part of my philosophy is, you know, you can't make changes to the school environments without having these loose parts, like natural things like log rounds and sticks and pine cones.
Yeah.
Kids in nature are really creative, and it's incredible what they do. So that's a huge one. And I think, you know, risk-taking is a really important part of, you know, our philosophies and what we're trying to push to, because, you know, it's really important for kids to, you know, take risks and, you know, jump off big logs and engage with this, because it helps them become safer adults. You can't strip away all those opportunities to have those little scratches and bruises, those learning injuries, you know, and nature certainly gives that opportunity as well.
You mentioned, you know, things at schools. Do you reckon schools should be doing more to enable children to play in nature and to take risks during school time?
I do, because, you know, kids don't have backyards anymore, you know, and they're spending a lot of time inside at home. You know, parents are time poor. So, you know, I think schools have got a big role in allowing those, you know, opportunities for what we just said, and giving kids that opportunity to have, you know, unstructured play, especially in lunchtime and recess times. But also for me, a big one is using, you know, nature play spaces or natural spaces in schools for learning, to do your maths, to do your literacy, to do your science. because, you know, that's for me, I was one of those kids that hated being inside, and schools just really traps kids inside for way too long. We need to start thinking about, you know, getting them, you know, outside 50% of the time they're at school, I believe.
You know, it's funny, our school is building one of these collars at the moment, a covered outdoor learning area. But the thing is, it's just like a room outside. It's still got a roof. They're still sitting on concrete. It doesn't actually get them into nature. Does your company sort of have ways to help the kids to actually get more, you know, into the outdoors?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of, a huge part of our job is, you know, creating nature play spaces, and generally what people see or schools see that for is for playing at lunchtime, recess times, but certainly the way I design it and what I sort of encourage through PD with teachers is teaching them to go out and, you know, if you're doing measurement or, you know, you're doing angles, you build a cubby outside with sticks and then measure the angles of the cubby, you know. So
yeah,
you know, there's 100 million different ways to sort of, you know, teach through engaging means through the outdoors. So
I saw some wonderful creations on your website that made me quite nostalgic, actually, particularly the mud kitchen, you know. That just looked awesome. Music walls, log-based water channels. Do you reckon families can emulate some of these ideas at home as well?
That's exactly the whole premise of the business, and those, all those things there are made from recycled materials, and, you know, really, they're not that hard to do, and certainly that's a big part of what we try and do is, you know, when we run events, you know, all our mud kitchens that we use are from old pallets and different things, and it just shows parents that, you know, you don't have to spend any money. You can do something really cheaply, build it with the kids, and, you know, and design with the kids is what they're going to need in their backyard, and it doesn't take up much space either. So yeah, certainly, you know, making it accessible and easy to backyards is a huge part of what we're trying to encourage.
All right, and so I mean, what else do you reckon parents could be doing to encourage a bit more outdoor play?
I think just scheduling in, you know, parents seem to be highly scheduled these days, and, you know, there's music, there's everything else. I think, you know, scheduling in a bit of family time outdoors is important, and I think, you know, finding that little bit of naturehood, you know, everywhere has got a little pocket that's beautiful, that's close to you, you know, but sometimes it just takes a bit to find it, you know. So I think scheduling a bit of time where you can go out as a family, explore, and really rediscover that love of nature with your children is a really important thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Probably finding something small close by might be more practical than driving 45 minutes to get to a beach or a national park or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can find beautiful little pockets everywhere.
Well, thanks, Simon. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That's Simon Hutchinson. He's the founder of Climbing Tree, and we've been talking about the importance of having time to play in nature.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.